You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Yo, Ken, look, Jay-Z week is going to be nuts. Jay-Z week is going to be nuts. There's so many great Jay-Z albums that we just weren't able to touch because of when they came out. Versus when Dead End Hip Hop really started, you know, making moves and doing things. So we've only covered three projects. I know I said it in one of the reviews earlier. We've only done Watch the Throne, 444, and the third one that was produced by Timbaland. Why I can't think of it. Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. The only three. And those are definitely nowhere near the top of Jay-Z's catalog. So I'm very excited to really dive into Jay-Z's catalog for real. We've also done, what the fuck is the first one? I can't think of that.
Griselda?
No. The first Jay-Z album. We did
Reasonable
it as a
Doubt.
Yeah, Reasonable Doubt. We did it as a classic years ago where Rock actually hosted that. And if y'all, man, look, if y'all know who the fuck Rock is, that means y'all been rocking with us for fucking ever. So if y'all haven't, go way back. I want to say that has to be about 6-7 years old now. That video where we did Reasonable Doubt. But all in all, those are the only four projects that we've touched. So again, where I'm from, Ken, I chose it for Single Sunday for the Jay-Z week, one of Jay-Z's hardest fucking songs ever. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of different ways I could have went. I could have went with the intro to
Rock La Familia.
Yep. Yep, yeah. I was thinking about that one. I was thinking about I'm a Hustler, Baby. Mm-hmm. Classic Jay. There's a lot of ways I could have went, but I went this way because it's where he's from. And if you don't know that Jay's from Marcy, then you don't understand the history of Jay-Z. So I had to go there, Ken. Had to.
Yeah, this is prime Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z at his finest, man. And you know, it's just like the beat is just,
it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. And then, like, the opening line, like, I had to pull up the lyrics, man. Mm-hmm. I know the lyrics, but I never actually sat down and read the lyrics. Yeah. Now I'm reading the lyrics, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, he put a lot.
Yeah, but the opening line, man, I'm from where the hammers run, yep. News cameras never come. Like, yep. That opening line always just hit me.
Yeah.
Because it was just so fucking real, man. It was just, man, this shit was crazy. And then we kind of chuckled when he was like, damn, I was with him yesterday.
Yep.
Like, that shit was always funny to me when he, but it highlighted the realness of where he was from and shit like that, man.
Yep.
This shit was crazy.
Now, that beat, you know the interesting part about this song for me, Kent, is that, like, how many rappers could really rap on that beat? Because it's too herky jerky, it's too choppy, it's too, you know, that hard sound. But Jay, and this is why I always say top tier God MC type artists, they'll create a flow that works inside of whatever beat. It doesn't matter. Like, Jay wasn't technically on beat. How can you be on beat with that beat? But Jay did his motherfucking thing on that.
Yeah, he did. He did, man. And the hook was nice. And then I thought this was interesting, considering what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, in life expectancy so low, we making our wills at 18s. Where you get rid of guys who step out of line, your rep solidifies. So tell me, when I rap, you think I give a fuck who criticize?
Yep.
I was like, damn. I was like, even back then, he was like, yeah, I mean, shit, like, none of this shit matters, bro. Yeah. Yep. So I was like, wow. Yeah. Like, yeah, man, that line stuck to me. And it was interesting because I was in a different place back then because I wasn't really criticizing music like that. Mm-hmm. And now I am. You know, it's kind of interesting hearing that because I was like, yeah, you tell him, Jay-Z.
Yeah, but now you're on the other side.
Yeah.
Now you're on the other side. Man. Yeah, no, man, it is different, man, listening to Jay back then because I feel, and this is the thing I love about Jay, it's like the foundation of who he is has never changed, but how he delivers a message has changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's so interesting watching Jay grow throughout all of these years in hip hop, because it's the same person, but it's just he moves different now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I think the closest thing that we're here to this, and I used to play him back to back, Marcy Me. Mm-hmm. When 444 first came out, I used to play Where I'm From and Marcy Me because I feel like that was a growing up version of Where I'm From.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could just, again, even in that song, like, you could just hear the progression of where Jay is, how he handles things, his viewpoint. But sometimes, especially when they're alive, you got to go back and kind of, you know, rekindle that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of Jay-Z fans, they're fans from this era. You know what I'm saying? From Volume 1, Volume 2, mm-hmm. Volume 3, Reasonable Doubt. Jay-Z fans did not come from Beyonce or 444.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Jay's just one of those special anomalies in hip hop, man. And I can't wait. I really can't wait for Hip Hop Week or Jay-Z Week.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say is I just encourage, if anybody hasn't read the lyrics, just go read the lyrics. This is a very dark song.
Yes, it is.
And it really gives you an insight into what, you know, a lot of urban areas or Black areas are dealing with and what they have to go through to survive,
even,
man,
still to today.
Yeah, even still to this day. Yep. And the last one of my favorite lines, no matter the weather, we still know how to draw heat. Like,
yep.
There's so many lines in here, but there's so much sadness and darkness and pain in this song as well. And Jay-Z put everything into it, man. He definitely did.
Cough up a lung, where I'm from, Marcy, son, ain't nothing nice.